This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Tim Collins is with us live on WBEN this morning. He's also known as Mr. Galaxy, and we're talking about something kind of out there. Astronomers keeping a close eye on an asteroid that could hit Earth in 2032. Tim, how high is this on your radar?
Good morning, Susan and Grant. It's up there only because, you know, there's a lot of buzz about it with NASA. There's numerous out there, right? There's almost 21,000 of these types of asteroids out there that they're keeping track of. But for this one to just have a greater than zero chance kind of makes it a little exciting to follow. It's probably going to be removed from the hazardous list as we go forward here, but it's kind of interesting to talk about because everybody loves to talk about potential hazards that might come strike Earth, and everybody needs to be informed and be aware. That's basically what it's about.
Why should I not be freaking out, Tim? Because to me, this is above everything else that we've been talking about and we talk about every single day on this show, that there's a 1 in 50 or so chance that an asteroid can hit Earth with the impact of, you know, one of the strongest nuclear detonations, level an entire city in, you know, just, you know, under 10 years from now. That seems like that's a pretty scary story.
It does. And you know, that's where a lot of doomsday scenarios come from. That's where you get a lot of, in particular, cult following starting and bad things happening here. We don't want that. We don't want mass panic, but few things to consider here. The size of the object, number one. This one is between 130 and 300 feet in diameter, which is not very big. It's about the size of the Statue of Liberty. Most of it, even if it did get near Earth, would burn up. On the other, you know, there's other factors too, and space is very large. So even though you look at a not-to-scale diagram, it shows the object crossing Earth's path. Earth may not even be there when it comes by. And thirdly, when you look at diagrams, they're usually two-dimensional. And they show you the length and the width of the orbits, but what they don't show you is whether this object will be passing slightly above or below the Earth, too. So that also comes into play. And you manage all those together, that's how you get so few. And there aren't very many in such a wide area. So it's not like every day we have something that's going to be striking the Earth. So it's not to downplay it, but it's just to kind of put it more into realism.
I was wondering, when you started, you said something like there's 21,000 of these things in space now. Mm-hmm. So why doesn't it happen more often?
Again, because most of them are very small, and they're tracking them only because it's the same way they track space junk around the Earth, right? There's screwdrivers in space that astronauts have dropped that we're tracking also, because those can do damage to satellites or the space station or something like that, or the Hubble. But even though there's a good number of them to our comprehension, again, space is very wide, and even the asteroid belt is not like something you'd see on Star Wars where they have to navigate and dodge asteroids. It's a very, very wide area, and it's very sparse out there. And this is one of those asteroids from the asteroid belt. It's got a four-year period, so it's been coming around the Earth once every 4 years for I don't know how long, you know, billions of years. So that also comes into account as well.
So it's 4 years where we can do what exactly? Are we expected to do something, try and knock this off its path or anything like that?
Well, that is actually something NASA's working on right now. They had a project called DART, and that was to try to nudge an asteroid away from its parent. DART is the double asteroid redirection test, and it carried that out in 2022, and they actually successfully moved an asteroid's period apart. So they made it 33 minutes longer because it was orbiting its parent asteroid. It was basically a small moon, but they actually moved it. And so we know we can do it, and it's about, it was about a similar size. The parent asteroid was 2,500 feet across, and this one was just about the same size as what one we're talking about now. So they're working on something to do about it actively. So hopefully by then we'll have something to, you know, push this thing away. You don't want to break it. You just want to push it.
All right. Well, we knew that you'd be the one to talk about it. Tim, thank you so much.
That's fine. All right. Thank you.
Tim Collins, Mr. Galaxy, joining us here on WBEN.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.